gold medalist Matt Hamilton, judgmental Jim Rutledge, live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Happy Stone Cold Steve Austin Day to all that celebrate. I don't know what that means, but Coors Light, at Coors Light on Twitter, put that out 2 minutes ago.
316.
Oh, is that a Steve Austin thing?
Yeah.
I'm not a wrestling guy. You should get closer to your microphone, but I'm not a wrestling guy. Tell me what it means.
I don't know what it actually means.
But why is it associated
to... Strofe would have a better idea.
Why do you guys not know anything?
Well, you tell us, young kid.
I'm the young one, and I know
stuff. All right. He's Alex Strofe, the kid. Matt Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist. I'm Jim Rutledge.
Why do you know nothing?
Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
Was a thing.
That's a Bible verse.
John 3:16 is.
Yes.
Austin 3:16 is kicking ass and taking names. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
And now we got to crush some Coors Lights together and pour them all over ourselves like Steve Austin does.
See?
There you go.
I wasn't totally wrong.
Yeah, he was close enough. Yeah, why are you mad at him for it?
I'm not mad at him. I'm looking at you, aren't I?
Yeah, I don't really care for wrestling. But
I thought you were going to say you don't care for me, so that's better. Yeah.
No, I don't care for wrestling, but I love Coors Light. So if we need to smash some Coors Light and pour them all over ourselves after the show, I'm down.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Smash them together and pour them over your head.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin Day. Does he wrestle still?
He's coming back.
I told you last week. He's wrestling in WrestleMania.
See, I listened to you. I thought vaguely.
You just questioned me.
That guy. Well, there's no reason that's in my brain otherwise that he was coming back.
Fair point.
What's he been doing otherwise?
Kicking ass and taking names. Hell yeah.
Wrong answers only. 844-770-3776. What is Stone Cold Steve Austin been up to? I feel like everyone takes up curling, so maybe Stone Cold is curling.
That seems like it would make sense. I don't think he would be a very good curler, though.
He likes to drink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one element of
the game,
the non-Olympic level, like, he could be a very good club curler. Like, you know, drinking, like, the higher up you get, the lower on the scale of the drinking matters. So, like when you're at the bottom, drinking might matter as much
that's
as...
That's not always true either.
No?
Okay. That's not always true either. Like I said, it's just one element of the game that he can be good at. It definitely helps if you can have
everyone needs, though. Would he play sweep? And be the relief on the team?
Oh, he might. He might play a little Matt Hamilton role on the team. Well, have a little fun with it.
There you go.
Break some bottles in a saloon is what I think of what I'm hearing in the background.
And
here.
This is
Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song.
His walkout.
How much wrestling did you watch as a child?
How did you have this?
I still watch a lot of wrestling.
How do you have this ready to go?
Because I'm a good producer, Matt.
Wow.
Why? This is not good producer. Nobody's ever asked for Stone Cold entrance music in the last 15 years. In the last 15 years.
That is not accurate.
Nobody's wanted
one of the best themes in wrestling.
Yeah, this would get me psyched up to wrestle. Some other sweaty dude.
I tell you the story that...
It's like being the prettiest dog in an ugly dog contest.
That seemed like a lash out.
Hey, now.
No, I'm just saying that like the coolest wrestling music is not like... that high of a bar to set.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Have I told you guys that my former roommate is now a semi-professional wrestler?
You might have. I might have just blocked it right out if it involved wrestling.
I've seen him a few times. It is.
Oh, yeah, you went and saw him
right,
up in
yeah.
Green Bay.
Oshkosh.
Yeah. Oshkosh, that's
Oshkosh,
right.
Yeah.
Is it as, no offense to your roommate, as sad as I imagine it is?
It's fun. I will say it's fun because the people that go there regularly get so into it. And then I'm just pounding Coors Lights and watching dudes kick each other in the face. So I'm yelling stuff.
So you know me as judgmental Jim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who am I judging more?
The fans, no doubt about it. Okay. No doubt about it. They are the anomalies. My former roommate, he wears a mask and he goes by the Spectre, right?
Okay.
Like, so he's like from this... crazy dark background, and he, which is just, yes, I understand why you're laughing. He takes off the mask in the ring and stares at it for a while, and then he like puts it in the corner And it's always a part of his match where, like, his opponent tries to steal the mask because it means so much to his character.
Is your former roommate, like, a drama student? Because this is acting.
No, graphic design major, actually.
I love that. I love all of this.
Yeah, and you guys are in my March Madness pool that I do with me and my friends. He uses his wrestling name on his bracket, Jaden Mercer.
Nice.
Okay.
So he doesn't even use his real name anymore,
you know,
which I find
called?
Interesting.
Did you see what mine was called?
My fourth place winning bracket, I believe.
Yep.
Nice right. Olympic outing for you this year, fourth place.
Yep, pretty good.
No medal for that one.
All right, quick sidebar here in the show. Do we want to take calls on a nickname, wrestling nickname for Hamilton, for Stroh, for all three of us?
Any of the three of us.
Any of the three
Give us some wrestling nicknames. 844-770-3776 is the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line.
844-770-3776. Give us some wrestling nicknames. The Kid applies.
Oof.
You could be the Kid.
I'll be the Flying Hambino.
So when I was in high school.
Am I just judgmental, Jim? Like, who's that guy? Isn't there like a wrestler who's just kind of a jerk?
Well, there's several of those, yes.
I would be one of those, probably.
Yeah, no, you'd
judgmental
be.
Judgmental Jim.
Those are called heels.
Heels.
And you would be a heel. Yeah. When I was in high school, I had a bit that I did for some reason, which really wasn't fun.
Oh, you are
I called myself
high school
I called myself the Canadian Drag Racer as a professional
nice.
Wrestler. The Canadian Drag Racer. That's
Why?
A good wrestling
is
name, isn't it?
It is. Well, so tell us your
There is no backstory.
Give us a shtick now. I'm putting you on the spot.
I found a helmet, like a bike helmet, mm-hmm. in my friend's basement. I put it on, and I said, you can refer to me as the Canadian Drag Racer.
Do you pull up to the arena in, like, a dragster?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you pull up down the ramp with it, because they have those ramps in wrestling.
I was thinking along the lines, like, he was born in, like, the Yukon Territory, and he races moose with other moose racers, and that's called Canadian Drag Racing.
What's plural moose?
Moose.
Still moose?
Yes.
Yeah, moose just didn't sound right. Moose eye?
There's just multiple mooses running around out there.
You got to say in the Canadian accent. Dude, multiple mooses running around out there.
Eh?
Eh? Eh? 844?
That's a Canadian drag racer.
There you go. You have to have a Canadian. Give us your Canadian accent. Come on, eh?
Oh.
A boot.
This is the new age, baby.
That's
this
the one that Jesse Nelson replaced. Forgot. That's supposed to be Jim Rutledge from ESPN, eh?
Jim Rutledge.
Let me tell you a boot something.
I still maintain my policy. Rick roll what Jesse Nelson stole from us. Because he stole your dun-dun-dun four-wheeling tile show. Rick roll
been
him.
Taking a bunch
so we
of
need
them.
To put Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the next time Tausch says something like hot take,
yeah.
and then he hits that button, and
you're
going
to hear the do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that
idea. You up. And he asks why. He says, because you keep on taping over my hockeys.
Jim Rutledge from ESPN. I do that one justice, though, don't I?
Say a boot.
Let me tell you a boot. Hold on. Let me tell you a boot, Rutledge and Hamilton.
There you go. You just got to take a Wisconsin accent and just take it up north a little bit.
Yeah. Thicken it.
Take it up north a
yeah,
little bit.
Thicken it up.
Just got to think about the up north, about the up north.
You got to do like the 30-point buck kind of voice, and then you just take it and you make it Canadian.
They got some really weird names.
I was just on TV, for the record.
They all.
You think you look like Baker Mayfield?
No, I was on the sideline. You could see me.
Oh, you're one
Humble
of those
brag.
Guys.
Humble brag.
You're one of those guys. So please explain, Stroh.
So they were showing Baker Mayfield highlights, which we'll talk about Baker Mayfield in about 10 minutes. But. When they played at Lambeau Field, you could see me when he threw an interception to Rasul Douglas.
You are the Canadian drag racer, that's for dang sure. 844-770-3776. Give me Hamilton or Stroh a wrestling name in honor of today being Stone Cold Steve Austin Day, because it's Austin 316. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. He crushed those Coors Lights on top of his head and poured them all over himself. So today, you know what to do. It's crush two Coors Light above your head and pour it all over yourself.
There's ever a day to do this.
Are you down?
I'm down. I'll do it after the show. Brett Noclair says Matt has to be the hammer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It fits with the curling. I like it.
So what's your
last name?
So then what? Do you have? Do you bring out a curling stone? Do you wear your USA robe?
Ooh, interesting.
What's kind of your layoff?
Mask. I would want to be a Lucha Libre wrestler and have one of those masks.
Do you know what that means, Jim?
I saw the preview for Nacho Libre, so I'm guessing it's just like a masked wrestler.
I mean, you're right in sense. Do you know who Rey Mysterio is?
Yeah.
Nope.
He's never heard of Rey Mysterio.
Okay. Well, that was worthwhile.
And there goes the segment.
Who's Rey Mysterio? Tell us who he is.
He's a very famous WWE wrestler for the last two decades who wears a mask.
Okay.
He does the Booyaka Booyaka 619 move.
Yeah.
No, you are you. I have no idea what you're saying. I do not understand the words that just came out of your mouth. I don't watch wrestling. I don't know if you picked up on this. I don't know anything about wrestling, and I don't apologize for that. I really enjoyed The Rock after he left wrestling.
Yeah. I appreciated that he tweeted at me.
Yeah. Very cool. And he played at Miami. I find those two cool things. I find those things very cool about him, that he's a movie star and that he played football at Miami. The wrestling, not so much. Rutledge reactions up next. And Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho-Chunk Amy Madison is for winners. Matt Hamilton and me, myself, Jim Rutledge, are going to compete to see who the biggest winner is. The loser has to do push-ups and or sit-ups.
Or both.
At Ho-Chunk Amy Madison, April 8th. The amount of daily winners the day before. Brad over there told me it's about between 80 and 120. So we got some push-ups.
We're hoping for 80s.
Or sit-ups. On that day on April 8th, we'll have to split those up there, but the loser has to do the push-ups. You can just join the Rutledge and Hamilton bracket. It's at Jim and Matt on Twitter. You can find it on there and just join a group. It's just for fun. We'll give you bragging rights, pop you on the air, and you can tell everyone why you're the smartest bracket picker out there. I'm Jim Rutledge. He's Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Got Alex Strofe behind the glass. We're all winners because we all go to Ho-Chunk Amy Madison and... we all get to do Rutledge Reactions next.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Everyone.
Does everyone relax?
Remain.
If we panic, we die. Okay?
Calm.
R-E-L-A. We're going to be okay.
It's time to hear some Rutledge Reactions on Rutledge and Hamilton.
It sure is. Each and every single weekday, I scour the interwebs to figure out what the heck has happened in the last 24 hours. I throw it to Jim, and then Jim reacts. Matt then reacts to Jim's reaction. I then react to Matt's reaction of Jim's reaction in a...
chain reaction.
Of sorts. We start in Jim's favorite city in America, Cleveland, Ohio.
Alrighty.
Dear Cleveland, the past 4 years have been nothing short of truly life-changing since I heard my name called in the draft to go to Cleveland. This is not a message with a hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Cleveland for embracing my family and me. We have made many, many memories and shared growing in this process through all the ups and downs. I have no clue what happens next, which is the meaning behind the silence I have had during the duration of this process. I can only control what I can, which is trusting in God's plan throughout this process. Yada, 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 yada. Sincerely, Baker Mayfield.
Baker. Yada, yada, yada through the whole thing. But okay. Baker saying goodbye.
Have you ever yada, yada sex?
What did you just say?
It's from the Seinfeld.
Yes.
I've yada, yada.
Yeah. Went back to her place. Yada, yada, yada. I went home.
Yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. I woke up. It was 3 in the morning.
What do we make of Baker Mayfield's statement at like 9:30 p.m. last night?
Super cute.
he's trying to be nice. I don't know.
Come on. It's like the writing's kind of on the wall, but nothing's done yet. I think they're talking with Deshaun Watson.
I think everyone in Cleveland's done with it now, though.
But yeah, but is it like nothing's done?
I've seen
the writing is on the wall, but nothing's done. You don't need to apologize and say thank you to your fan base before you're gone.
I'm already seeing that, like, if Deshaun Watson doesn't work out, they might do Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Where do you not – well, for two questions. Do you think Baker Mayfield is a above-league average QB?
Yes.
He's right in the middle. He is an average.
All right, so I'll still ask the question. Where do you not want him to go as a Packer fan?
I don't give a damn.
Yeah,
put him in Detroit.
It doesn't really matter.
But, I mean, so, like, if he went –
he'd be serviceable in Detroit.
If he went to the Saints – Are you worried about the Saints then?
No.
Seahawks?
I'm not worried with a team that is quarterbacked by Baker Mayfield.
San Francisco?
I'm not worried about a team that's quarterbacked by Baker Mayfield.
I wouldn't be worried, but
I didn't say worried, but like where?
There's absolute improvements. Like if he went to Detroit, that team
that's
would
an upgrade from Goff, probably.
I guess the reason why, like if he went to San Francisco, I think he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not a big Baker Mayfield fan, but if he went to San Francisco, and I think in Kyle Shanahan coaching him, the Packers just lost to Jimmy Garoppolo-led 49ers. To me, the 49ers are the team where it's like, I don't think it would happen. But if he ended up in San Francisco, you could say they made an improvement at quarterback and they have the rest of the roster. I'd still put the Packers in front of them. Look, there's a difference between being a front runner and unbeatable. Packers clearly aren't unbeatable. So that's why I just asked the question of like, what team was close enough where
team that really
you get competent
me.
Quarterback play and who knows?
Carolina Panthers? Indianapolis Colts.
Well, like Colts are, I was looking at
those
NFC
are some teams that well, right. Yeah. Those are just some teams that come to mind for
Fran, Derek would not like Baker Mayfield to the Colts.
He just dealt with Carson Wentz. I mean, that's not like a step back by any means. Is
I
it?
Almost blocked him on
at
Messenger
least
because
Wentz
of
had a good year, but
maybe Baker's more Baker I think is more likable. I think Carson
I like his commercials.
Yeah, but Carson Wentz, by all accounts, is just a bad teammate. I think Baker is annoying. I don't think teammates don't like him.
I love the commercials where he's like living at the stadium.
I hate him.
That's a good shtick. I like
it. I hate him.
All right.
Okay, move
next.
On.
Well, last night, well, actually, let's go back to yesterday on the show.
Okay.
We made a deal. Do you remember said deal, Jim?
No idea.
It might have something to do with that big cardboard sign here.
Yeah,
left.
Yeah, at Jim and Matt. Yep. Yep. Made a bet.
We made a bet.
Yes.
And you guys succeeded, so I had to go do my part by standing on a street corner.
Yeah.
But neither of you supported me.
Nope.
Both of you left before I took to the street corner.
Yep.
So you didn't even see me stand on a street corner.
I saw the tweet.
I saw a picture.
Yeah.
Saw a picture?
Good job, buddy.
That's it? That's all I get from you?
Yeah, good job.
I'm going to sacrifice my body by standing on the corner, holding a sign over my head, which made my arms incredibly tired for 10 minutes.
You needed that.
This is consider it your pre-workout the 8K.
Good job, good effort.
That's all I get.
No, I appreciate what you did, but you know, most times when they send their guy off to the corner to work, you don't have someone watching that corner.
Okay.
I have other corners I'm concerned with too.
Oh yeah?
And no offense to those who stand and twirl. I don't know if that's the A1 number one employee that's on the corner standing and twirling the sign.
And we're moving on.
All right.
Strofe, you did a great
Strofe,
job.
Yeah.
And you're crushing this Rutledge Reactions.
We could just do Rutledge Reactions without them. Are you going to join in or are you not? Do you really want to prove if you belong or need it or not?
Oh, he's proving it right now.
Is he coming?
That's what she said. All right. Andrew McCutchen.
Is that even like a good dig? It's like a dig
on you. No, that's good. I liked it.
Okay, go ahead.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
Officially signed with the Milwaukee Brewers. And what I was hoping for, going to be the primary designated hitter for Milwaukee. See, my negative Nelly view on Andrew McCutchen signing with the Brewers, which you alluded to in a tweet a couple days ago, was because outfield depth was not a necessity for Milwaukee. But bringing him in as a DH, I love it. He's an all-time good guy. He's a guy, even when he was in the NL Central, he's still cheered for, right? You're a Cubs fan, me and Matt, Brewers fans. When he was with the Pirates, I still cheered for Kutch. Happy as a Brewer. DH is the right spot for him. Big thumbs up from me. What do you say?
Yeah, I was thumbs up from the beginning. I mean, I figured he'd DH some. He's going to spell Kane. Kane's got bad legs. He missed time last year with his legs. Yelich. At times, isn't the best against lefties. He's gone, you know, kind of up and down. Yelich said the back issues. I don't want to see Yelich trying to do. Are they doing 162 this year? I don't want to see Yelich do 162. I want to see like 135, 140 from Yelich, so he could spell him out there. To me, four or five outfielders, especially with a DH, good number. And they got a good number of guys, and he replaces Escobar, kind of said left-handed, the bat that he can lefties.
Yeah,
so I like it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Matt, I saw you were excited about that this morning. You sent a text to both Jim and I that it was official.
Right.
What's your reaction?
Matt's an official guy, unless it's come off from the team.
Yeah,
he's not
we talked about it 2 days ago, but he didn't want to talk about that.
Baker, what are you saying your sorries for already? God. So I think it's a great play.
What just happened there?
Sorry, lost my train of thought. I went back in Rutledge's reaction. So we only move forward on Rutledge's reactions. I think it's a great play. We're going to have guys. We could literally rotate our outfield to play DH as well. When you've got big bats and Yelich and Kane, those guys could swap in there if they need kind of a break. But, you know, obviously just a break from the field, not necessarily a break from hitting dingers. We always bring them in to do some of the dirty work in the DH spot. I think it's a good pickup. Strofe, I thought you were awfully negative the other day, and I'm glad you came around.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Leave it to me to kind of lift up the morale on the McCutchen signing.
Yeah, lift up the morale on this show. Totally Jim's role.
I had to do it.
Jim is Mr. Positivity on this show.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking about things becoming official, we also talked about this the other day, but it is now official. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will be the Monday Night Football play-by-play and color commentators for the upcoming NFL season. They're officially a part of the ESPN family. Jim, I thought you were a fan of this move the other day. I imagine that remains the same.
Yeah, I mean, with an asterisk that I don't necessarily spend my life or caring dramatically about who's calling the games, but the showcase game for the NFL, which is Monday Night Football, with the most, I think, notable broadcast team, matters. You're going to get Jim Nance and obviously Romo right there too, but it is a prestige station in ESPN, prestige brand in Monday Night Football on ESPN, prestige game for when it's played in primetime, and now you have a prestige broadcast team that matches the pomp and circumstances of the event. So I'm in on it for all that part of it. Joe and Troy are going to crush it, and I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know if Riddick will be worked in there somewhere, but I think those two guys will crush it. And I'm looking forward to the broadcast because those guys will do a nice, clean, good.
The sideline football.
Salter, Lisa?
I think you might be right, yeah.
Yeah, I believe she's still doing it. Otherwise, they could have brought back Erin Andrews because I think she might be out of Fox, too. I'm not sure what Fox is doing.
Yeah, me neither. It's very interesting. I wonder if Joe Buck will be on the MLB games at all for Sunday Night Baseball.
I love Boog, but probably. I did see too. That Buck was going to try to work into some sort of, you know, ESPN Plus is such a big thing for ESPN. You can sign up for it, and they're going to have such unique programming on there. They got the Peyton Manning stuff. They got Tom Brady stuff. I think Joe Buck might have, he might be kind of scratching that itch and kind of create his own magazine show on there.
Oh.
Itchy Joe Buck.
Let's get an itchy Matt Joe Hamilton.
Buck. I don't like Joe Buck or Troy Aikman. I don't want to see them on those games because I watch most Monday night games, at least.
But if they're not calling your game, are you just what don't you like about them?
I don't know. You know how some people just have punchable faces? You say it all the time.
Jim does have one.
That's fair.
Joe Buck, I just don't like him. I don't like the way he calls it. Aikman, I think, has his moments, but I've never liked Aikman growing up, mostly because I didn't like losing to Dallas when we played him as Packers. It was Favre versus Aikman. Felt like it was pretty close and who won more than the other, but I didn't enjoy Aikman in that, so Aikman has automatic demerits there, and then Joe Buck has a punchable face.
We have Metro Kia Madison breaking news brought to you by Madison's trusted Kia dealership. Metro Kia Madison bringing you trusted breaking news here on ESPN Madison. Former Packers pass rusher Za'Darius Smith signing a 4-year, $35 million deal. Has a max value of $50 million with the Baltimore Ravens.
Going back, huh?
I'm coming home. Is that how that works? Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going back. And good signing for them. Good move. Look, the Packers can't pay everyone, so.
Wow, he didn't want to be here anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, all things equal, would you have taken Za'Darius over Preston if Za'Darius wanted to be here?
No. Well, if he wanted to be here, sure. I don't know. I didn't see any of them besides in that playoff game last year.
Exactly.
Right. The Packers made the right move. I was just kind of asking separately.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got more upside than Preston, but Rashawn Gary is still growing and becoming a total beast on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So we're big Rashawn Gary show around here.
Big Rashawn Gary fans here.
So with Denarius, I think with Preston, you guys paint me in this corner. Rashawn Gary's a good player. Great player.
We're talking about pressures.
We're talking about pressures, Jim.
If I was a Packer fan, would want more QB hit and sacks. And I understand sacks is a little bit, can be a little bit of luck. But knock the QB down. QB hits to me is the number that I care about. Because Rutledge is an idiot. Pressures are subjective. QB hits and sacks are not.
Fair.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton.
It's a hard O.
What's a hard O about it? I don't want some little nerd telling me, this guy chased, got close enough to the quarterback, I'm going to give him a pressure.
That was a pressure.
I've never played football, but I think this guy got close enough. So, pressure.
We talking about practice.
Pressure.
Jim's under pressure right now.
Throwing stones next. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb has given me my big giant blue truck. I love driving my big blue truck from Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb.
Rut dog.
May or may not be the personalized plate on there. I'm no longer fake tough, as Ben Brust is here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. I'm real tough now that I bought a Silverado from the folks at Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. You're only minutes away from a better buying experience at Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. And go see Dan, Aaron, and his team out there. Better buying experience is the experience that's right for you. So go see them if you're in a new market for a Silverado, Colorado, or SUV. I recommend Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. You got the kid behind the glass. I'm Jim Rutledge, alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Time now to throw some stones.
The guys live in glass houses, but that's never stopped them before.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum.
It's time to throw some stones.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
On Rutledge and Hamilton.
It's time to throw some stones in honor of the greatest stone thrower that we know.
Yeah!
I don't understand what's going on back there. I'm going to throw a stone at Alex Stroh because he doesn't have one ready. Is that what's going on? All right, first throw. I got two stones then. I got one to shoot over to Mr. Alex Stroh for not having a stone ready. How do you not have a stone ready? All you have to do is have something that bothers you.
I have a stone ready.
Then why do you say don't throw it at me?
I'm not ready right now.
What do you say, Matt? Do you call BS on that?
No, you know what?
That's like
he likes to procrastinate. I'm pretty sure he had an idea, but just decided to wait until right now to get it fired up. So
I don't think so.
All right, I will go first. I was trying to set Matt up. Alex distracted me, but I'm going to go with this. I'll go first. It's not a stone that I have to throw, but I find this funny. Russell Wilson, I didn't initiate the trade. It was mutual. Statements from the Seahawks chair of Seattle Seahawks, Jody Allen. Well, Russell made it clear he wanted this change. Next one, Pete Carroll. Where does it go here? As Jody stated, Russ's desire to do something else made us make this move. And then you have John Schneider, former Packers GM, executive VP, and GM of the Seahawks, when it became evident that Russell was not interested in playing here anymore. So I love the stones being thrown back and forth between the two. Russ tries to say this is mutual so he can stay the good guy, and Seattle's like, uh-uh. This is all you, buddy. You told us you don't want us anymore, and you're going to own it. You could be the bad guy. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know what, Russell? Go get your money. Go get paid. But if you want it out, own it.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that they called him out on him. Literally to a T, everyone in upper management. And Seattle's like, nah, no, man.
That's not how it went.
Yeah, this is you. This is a you thing.
That's categorically false.
That is, look, that proved, that is categorically false. They proved categorically false. What do you got next?
So mine isn't really a stone to throw at anyone in particular, but something really bothered me the other day.
Grinded your gears?
Just grinded my gears. Really got me thinking, like, I don't know who I'm throwing a stone at, but whoever, maybe whoever does the algorithms for stoplights.
Oh.
So, you, like, everyone has, you know, stoplights are inconvenient, obviously. But you ever have those drives, like, you might get it, like, once a month, maybe just a handful of times a year. Every single red light you could possibly hit, you hit.
It happened to me yesterday, too.
Oh, my gosh. It is so annoying. I was like, I'm going to have to get new brake pads after this trip. Because they weren't just like normal red lights where I can like just crawl right up to them. I see they're slow. They're the ones where like you're too far away to try and blow them. But you're so close that you still have to like pseudo slam your brakes. It is the worst. I'm throwing it at that. I'm just glad Strofe doesn't run into too many of those because I don't know if his car's brakes work or if he can just jam his feet through the bottom and use his feet to stop
Come
it.
On. What's with all the slander on the Saturn this week? Such a reliable vehicle.
Before we
get to Strofe, it happens a lot, so I'll kind of take John Nolan. But getting to John Nolan, if you catch them, it literally changes maybe 10 minutes of my ride. If I get the wrong sequence on the lights,
you're done.
Yeah. You're like 10 minutes later than you want to be. You catch the right sequence, I can be home in 15 minutes. I catch the wrong sequence, I'm pushing a half an hour.
Yeah.
It is maddening. Nothing gets me more upset because you know it too. You know when you're
Once
off
you catch
it.
That first one, yeah, you're on the wrong
because
cycle.
And you can't go fast enough because I tried it yesterday. There's no way you can go fast enough unless you're going like 115 to get out of that algorithm. It's too good of an algorithm and it's frustrating. Are you ready now? A filibustered. That's all I got.
I think I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, brother, you know what's going on? It's the hammer. Listen here, Strofe or Strofinator, whatever you think you are, you're nothing. When I get you on this mat, I'm going to sweep you across it, baby. And you're limb to limb. You're not going to be able to feel anything when I'm done with you. Whoa. And all these fans are never going to take this for granted because the stones of the hammer are going to go across your little baby face.
What the hell was that?
That was better than any stone you could throw. Thanks to Z and the D for that because Strofe. Now, did he call in just on the right time, or did you call him?
He called me.
So he just saved your butt, huh?
That is exactly what has happened,
wow.
Yes.
Z and the D coming up large for
But then
Snow.
He said he was going to drag his hammer across my baby face. Is that what I heard?
Something like
that. Is that what he said?
Maybe
hey, now.
Stones.
I'm uncomfortable.
Well, I appreciate that. Apparently, the hammer is my wrestling name, and that is how I would call out the Strofinator. In our Friday night pay-per-view fight.
What channel is this on? Pay-per-view on?
The Ocho.
Yep, the Ocho.
I don't know if it was like an OnlyFans like live stream sort of thing. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, it's on OnlyFans. Yeah. Add Jim and Matt on OnlyFans. You can see Jim in his tiny t-shirts that he's been wearing the last two
the
days.
Worst.
Making him look jacked.
Dude, Jimmy's got some big looking arms in these. I know that shirt.
These are all
go
getting retired.
As we always say, Matt, wheeling, dealing.
Sex appealing.
These are all getting retired, so I've been. I think I'm out of them. There was about three or four shirts.
Your shirts are on a retirement tour this week.
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Every day I've come in and I say, these shirts are too small. Do you guys agree? Because here's the thing. My wife gives me a hard time. She's like, you're just trying to get rid of shirts so you can buy new shirts. And I'm like, no, I think they're too small. She's like, it's fine. So she's much of like, she's very thrifty, don't give away anything. She always gives me a hard time. I'm like, I know they're nice shirts. They're too small. Now,
you're a jabroni, to use a wrestling term.
Jabroni. But like to be clear, I work on a carbon mobile health. It's not just because of like
Is he just telling us he's jacked right now?
No, but I also don't want people to think that like I'm just busting out of the gut. This is a upper arm problem. But the bigger issue is
that's some booty, Jim.
The bigger issue is here, guys. Matt, give us some dazzling details. How far away am I, the sleeve, like the arms of my, the cuffs?
His cuffs are down. They don't even look like, they already looked rolled up. And yeah. they haven't been folded once. Like, they don't come close to his watch. They are too small shirts. My question is, what do you buy in shirts that are too small?
It's a large. I've had this shirt probably for 4 or 5 years. My wife does not dry any of my clothes.
Did your arms get longer in the last 4 or 5 years?
I don't. This is what I don't understand.
Big boy grew up.
This is what I don't understand.
I don't understand. It's 5 years ago, Jim, when you bought it and probably tried on the shirt.
I think the issue is that my arms did, and my shoulders have got a little bigger. So like I think they used to be here. And now because that's still borderline too short. Well, right. They were borderline too short there, but I thought like I could swing it because I bought them on discount. It was a mistake. These are all going to have to get retired. Yes. Yes, Strofe.
I'm raising my hand.
Alex Strofe, you're raising your hand. What's up?
There you go. Nicely done. Did you say you don't dry your clothes?
My wife does not.
Where do you dry most of them?
In the summer, she'll hang them outside, which is great. And in the winter, it's just like a little.
You got any hoodies, Strofe, that zip all the way down?
Yeah.
Those turn into bacon if you dry them.
Yeah.
So you hang dry it, and then you don't have the bacon zipper.
Yeah, I've got some growing up to do.
Yeah, she's got one of the ones inside she'll hang stuff up on now. So like nothing gets dried, and then
I dry everything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
and it's a little too late. I've already dried every piece of clothing I own.
The new stuff you buy, don't dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more you know.
The more you know. This is a learning session with Alex Strofe.
It always is.
You know what else that I know is that we love Central Standard here.
Central Standard is my favorite American bourbon. They've got a delicious one called Cabin, Red Cabin. They have Cabin Strength as well. You can find yours anywhere great liquor is sold. This stuff, it's aged to perfection. It's finished 60 days in Cabernet wine barrels from California. It knows a little thing about gold medals like your boy here, because it won.
Your boy.
It won gold medal at the LA Spirits Awards a couple years back. It's a fantastic bourbon. They have fantastic whiskey and brandy and vodka. Anywhere you get good liquor, go find yours. Must be 21 or older to enjoy.
I will give a special shout out to their Door County Cherry Vodka from Central Standard. Again, Wisconsin company. Working with another Wisconsin company, Sprecher. They mix it with there's a cherry soda, there's a cream soda, there's a Dr. Sprecher, and a cherry cola. We might have to try that for our Toast of the Week and work one of those. We'll pick one we want, and we will try that with the Door County Cherry Vodka. We'll try that for our Toast Friday, which I believe is at like noon. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carbon World Health is not...
Zero would shot me down with a missile. Ain't no referee here. I know it's not official. Let me call my parents. Gotta tell them everything about you. Don't mind if they care now. I cannot stand to be without you.
A St. Patty's Scramble is going on at X-Golf in Madison and Middleton. You can win a VIP trip for four to the Travelers Championship for any two of the days of the tournament, June 20th through the 26th, 2022 at the TPC River Highlands. You can qualify at Madison or Middleton, the X-Golf Madison or in Middleton. The 14th, which has already started, through the 27th, 18-hole, four-person team scramble at the Bay Hill Course. Championship rounds will be April 1st through April 3rd. An 18-hole, four-person team scramble at PGA National. So get on over there and have a chance to go to the Travelers Championship, courtesy of the folks at X-Golf Madison and in Middleton. I am Jim Rutledge, alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Strofe the Kid on the other side of the glass.
I'm still embarrassed nobody came to watch me stand on a street corner.
You don't know that. No one stopped, though.
Yeah, I think he means
I'm talking about you two.
Us.
Oh, I'm sure people drove by to see you, though.
They did. I got a honk from two different bus drivers.
Nice.
I got a wave from a nice lady. The first lady that turned left onto Livingston, which is like the corner I was standing on, blocked her left eye. So she didn't have to look at me as she turned the corner.
How many people thought you were asking for money?
Probably 100%.
100%?
Maybe 95.
Well, the other percentage thought you were just...
insane?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's accurate no matter what.
Yeah. That's a good number either way.
Follow the show on Twitter, at Jim and Matt. Thanks to Matt Hamilton and Strofe's efforts yesterday. We're sitting at a
primarily
pretty good
mine, for the record.
Mm-hmm. You were willing to play the fool. We're at 531 followers.
Woo!
So that's a good number.
Gained like 40 yesterday.
Sadler chimes in. The Matt's wrestler name should be Hammer Snake.
Hammer Snake.
Alex's wrestler name should be Kid Pacifier.
Kid Pacifier, I like that.
And
one.
Mine is amazing. Psycho Crow.
Psycho Crow. Saturn nailed it.
Yeah.
Is your tag team partner Cheryl Crow?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. I love it.
My. Sadler, amazing.
Jimmy, you were getting to a poll question. Did you like that one? Because I got your answers if you like that one.
All right. We'll throw an Oxygoff Madison poll question. Basically, with the signings of Carson Wentz, Mitch Trubisky, Jimmy Garoppolo, and possibility of Baker Mayfield being traded. Again, it's just a gentle reminder. Thank God you're a Packer fan, because if Aaron Rodgers wasn't here, one of those bums might be making their way to Green Bay, or you might be pining for one of those bums. Instead, you can cheer for Aaron Rodgers no matter how much he's getting paid. So the question is, which one of those bum quarterbacks are you happy will never play for the Green Bay Packers? Mitch Trubisky, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Carson Wentz? 844-770-3776. That's our Oxygoff Madison poll question.
I would say Carson Wentz. I would much rather see, I think, any of those three other guys in a Packer uniform.
Yeah, I mean, Baker, again, I think he's league average. Mitch, you could sell yourself that he...
Oh, that would be tough, too. I'm going to go back. I changed my mind. Mitch Trubisky.
But he was so bad. Like, there's no memories of Mitch doing anything good against you.
Just the fact that the Bears thought he was good might be the reason that you got to know he's not.
But that was Matt Nagy, and, that was what I was saying. Like, maybe he was a victim of bump coaching staff.
He might have been.
Because he went to Buffalo, and Buffalo talked him up. So,
yeah, so they could get something for him this year.
No, they didn't get anything for him. He walked away. It was a one-year deal from Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
where'd he go?
To the Steelers. Starting QB, competing with Mason Rudolph. I don't know. What are they going to do there? Maybe draft a guy?
Dwayne Haskins is there as well, but yeah, I imagine he will be the
starter.
I'll
take Dwayne Haskins, and I know he flamed out, but I'd take him over Mason Rudolph. Like, what are we doing? Like, why? Can you imagine how depressing it is? Just be like, all right. Like, the reason why I thought of it is like the Commanders put out a post, and it says QB1. And it's Carson Wentz and his ginger beard. And I know that feeling of just staring at a ginger beard in the face and say, God, this is my quarterback. Because I had to do it last year with Andy Dalton.
LOL.
And then the QB1. Is there anything more depressing to go QB1 when it's not really a QB1? Like, when if it's Mitch Trubisky standing up there as QB1? Like, ugh.
Yeah, you can't feel very confident in that.
At least Baker's okay. He's league average. 844-770-3776. We got Abbas in Georgia. Abbas, what's on your mind?
I'm one of, hello, first of all.
Hello.
And I'm one of Matt's many fans from Atlanta, Georgia. And
thank
I just
you.
Said, I just called to say hello and congratulate him and Becca on winning the national championship for Mixed Devils, and just say hello.
Hey, we appreciate that, and we're going to have two more follow-up questions for you, Abbas, so thank you for calling. I will also thank you on behalf of Becca. So you're down in Georgia. Who are you picking in your March Madness bracket? Who would you like to see to go the farthest?
That's a tough question, because every year I do a bracket, and this year I didn't.
You still have time to get into the Jim and Matt bracket.
I'm a Tech fan. I went to Tech, Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah?
But since they're not in it, I would say my favorite is always UNC.
All right, UNC.
I don't think, are they even in it?
Yeah, they're a 5 seed. No, that's UConn.
No, they're an eight seed playing Marquette seed. In the first round. We love that pick.
Yes, we do like that pick. And then I also want to hear real quick, what's your beers per hour for a pregame and for a curling match?
I can't hear you.
Thank you.
Good. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening. This is Ben Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.